How do we fix Michigan's financially ailing cities and school districts? The answer to that question is one of the core issues in the race for governor. Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporter Chad Livengood devoted his piece in today's news to sorting out the different prescriptions that Rick Snyder and Mark Schauer offer to cities and school districts. Chad, recap for us. We have how many school districts in Michigan under emergency manager?
We have three school districts, Highland Park, Muskegon Heights, and Detroit Public Schools.
And as you say in your piece today, Rick Snyder sees himself as that kind of fix-it guy. And in his view, the emergency manager tool is a really effective one to fix an ailing city and school. And Democrat Mark Schauer begs to differ.
But he has talked about having financial transition teams with some types of consultants and experts from the state to come in and monitor budgets, but let the local officials still call the shots, essentially. And he has advocated for repeal of the emergency manager law as it stands. And so he has started taking a different position. And at the same time, he's critiquing some of the way the governor has managed some of these crises. He's still out on the stump talking about the governor allowing pension cuts to Detroit city workers and retirees, and he's contending that the governor knowingly violated the Constitution by allowing those pension cuts to go forward.
Your piece today in the news, Chad, back onto the school issue, quoting the president of the Detroit Board of Education, Lamar Lemons. He was speaking of the problems in Detroit's public schools, and his quote was, "It is the last three governors' mess." What did you make of that? I saw that and I thought, doesn't that totally ignore the responsibility that should be shouldered by the Detroit Board of Education and DPS administrators running up to all of this? When you've had Governors Engler, Granholm, and Snyder all having to get involved because things in the DPS are so bad, that didn't just happen.
Right, yeah, it didn't just happen overnight. Governor Engler tried a number of different sort of backdoor intervention ways by trying to change the makeup of the school board and get some state or county representation in there. And then Governor Granholm just sent in what was known as emergency financial manager under Public Act 72. Mm-hmm. Robert Bob just go in there and try to balance the books and keep the district from essentially imploding. And then Roy Roberts came in under Governor Snyder, and then when Roy Roberts decided he wanted to retire, they appointed Jack Martin, a former chief financial officer from the city of Detroit, to take over. And Jack Martin hasn't had much more success than Roy Roberts or Robert Bob did. There's still $127 million operating deficit. They've got like a 7-year plan at the earliest to even wipe that out, and that would be all the right prescription. That would be growth in students. So what's happened now is Snyder is starting to kind of come around that this isn't working in Detroit public schools. They needed to try something different. He's had his education achievement authority in Detroit that's been running 15 chronically failing schools. There's been some mixed successes we've talked about with
yes,
that.
Yes, we have.
He's starting to study and looking at all these options. Plus, you have a dozen charter authorizers running, three dozen or more schools in the city of Detroit. And so we're getting to the point of cannibalization here, essentially, within the public school system. And so there's more people starting to talk about some type of central authorization, some type of central management of this, because you have a problem where charters are now trying to steal kids from each other. They've been trying to steal kids from DPS schools forever. Now they're trying to take kids from EAA schools, and EAA schools have been trying to take kids from everybody else. And so there's more and more talk around the foundation community, education community, and the governor's administration that something different needs to be done. Now, Snyder is not ruling out doing what they did in Muskegon Heights and Highland Park, where you essentially create an old district and new district, and the old district services the debt of that district, and the new district is chartered and under one type of central management rather than this sort of mishmash system that has now kind of been created. And some critics will say it's been created because of school of choice, which kind of goes back to John Engler. So there's a lot in Lamar Lemons's comments there's a lot of history there, and it's 20 years of history and a lot of different attempts to try to fix schools in Detroit.
And yet when you look at, for example, campaign ads, it's basically what I call the dueling teachers focused on education funding. And did Rick Snyder cut $1 billion from education as the Democrats claim, or did he boost funding for K-12 as he claims? We're not hearing so much about this issue of who is to control struggling school systems.
Yeah, I mean, other than Mark Schauer will bash charter schools and say he wants to take the profit motive out of charters, and he's a little vague on how he's going to accomplish that, especially if he gets stuck with a Republican legislature. But Governor Snyder's, you know, like I say, he's starting to talk about this a little bit, because if he wins re-election, this is probably going to be an end of the year or first of the year problem he's going to have to tackle, mostly because Jack Martin's term is going to expire at the end of this year, and that's going to bring up the question, do you appoint another emergency manager and start the 18-month clock again, or do you try to do something different? And he seems to be open to trying something different and maybe some kind of a merged system. I mean, and, you know, the other component to this is people have suggested, well, why don't you just turn over the schools to Mayor Duggan, let him run them, and, you know, the Mr. Turnaround Man himself. And Mayor Duggan this weekend said he is not interested in running Detroit schools. So, but he does seem to be concerned. He knows that he can't rebuild the city without creating some type of a school system that will attract middle-class people to come move into the city and repopulate the city and send their kids to the city schools.
Detroit News, Lansing Bureau reporter Chad Livengood. As always, thank you so much, Chad Livengood.
Thanks for having me.